Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. I'm your host, Davita Shinsky, and reminding you, you're listening to Live Without Limits. Now, let me tell you a little bit about what I'm going to be doing this next week. I am a career and personal development strategy coach, and I have a presentation that's called Recession-Proof Your Business by Taking It Online. And I will be speaking at a summit on Tuesday on this topic. And it's called the Profit and, let me give it to you right, the Purpose and Profit Summit. I would be happy if you would attend and hear my presentation. So today's presentation is on building a better brand in 2021, five trends to consider. Well, because today, if you do not have a presence online, you are leaving money on the table simply because you've got the millennials and you got Generation Z, and they just about do everything on their smartphones and their computers. So if you think that you're going to make all your sales through the brick and mortar store, you are sadly mistaken. And the pandemic only accelerated trends that were already happening since the advent of the personal computer and the software that ran the personal computer. And even though you had Steve Jobs and Bill Gates who really invented this industry, that once the internet started taking hold as an avenue for people to buy online, and you saw companies like Amazon and eBay really take off, then you began to see these trends accelerate. And many of this really happened even prior to the advent of the 21st century. So how does a brand turn into something people relate to and look forward to supporting? Branding can be one of the hardest parts of establishing or reinventing a business. There are a ton of things to consider, from design and graphics to how you present your products or services to your audience. It's not easy, but there are always ways to ensure success. And here's another tip. The best thing you can do is have the right platform that you have your website on that has the ability to have all the tools that you need to build a business online. Because it's not just in building the website today. It's all in how you market it. It's all in how your website looks. And many platforms have certain templates, but you need to be able to bring in your own banners and things in order to make your website unique and different. It's like when I go on a website that's on the WordPress platform, I can automatically tell you what platform they're using because, yes, I used it at one time, and they have certain templates that all look alike. And I still have my blogs up there on WordPress, but that's not where I keep my main website, and that's not where I keep my membership websites. So unless you want to be brandable and stand out, you need to be aware of how you can be unique and different on the web. Because offline, you have a business card that's your colors. Like my colors are maroon on ivory. Well, it's not just having my website colors maroon and ivory, it's the banners I use. And how do I take and incorporate those banners into my website to make it unique to me? So, one of the best things a business can do is build a better brand to put all of that effort into in authenticity and relevance. How can we achieve that when audiences and shoppers seem to have a changing every day? Well, these 5 branding trends point to a good start to making 2021 the first year that you work towards a business that people don't just support, but wholly buy into as a concept and experience. So, 5 trends to build a better brand. For one thing, a brand isn't just a way to increase sales. If you ask a digital strategy agency, they'll tell you that a brand is just the manifestation of your own values, ideas, and inspiration in the form of marketing. With as much time as we put into our work, important to have a brand reflect what matters most to your business. There are easy things that we all know about that are memorable brands, apart from a good logo and social media presence. Going bigger and better in 2021 is going to help grow your business into a meaningful ways. So here are some of the top trends in branding that will prove to be widely beneficial to incorporate into your business. So the first thing you need to do is have a personal presence in your brand. Nothing helps you connect with your customers and audience more than being at the forefront of your brand. And that means they know exactly who you are. It's like when I'm telling people, what do I do? Well, the first thing I would tell them is very simple, that when I'm working my business, what am I doing? Well, for one thing, the best thing you can think about is how you're going to describe what you do. And your website also has to reflect that business altogether. So, you know, for one thing, when the banner that I use on almost everything that I do, my email says, dreaming about your career, you are in the right place. And basically, that's because I want them to know what it is that I do, and that's exactly what that tells them. And then another thing is that here's how I describe what I do. Entrepreneurs hire me to recession-proof their business and increase their bottom line by assisting them to build an e-commerce store to establish multiple streams of income because they are intimidated
when it comes to incorporating technology into their business. They fear losing a sustainable income, and they don't know how to incorporate social media into their marketing plan. So bottom line, I can help you launch, grow, and expand a home-based business. Another thing that I do is that I'm a career and personal development strategy coach, and entrepreneurs who are in search of personal development and learning success strategies hire me to help them to overcome their limiting beliefs and develop healthy habits, a successful mindset, and smart goals. So bottom line, we can help you develop a more positive attitude, set achievable goals, and make smarter choices in life. And that's the whole thing about when you're brandable or you want to brand yourself, how are you going to brand yourself that makes you stand out? How do you describe what you do when you are telling someone what your business is? And that's how you can help yourself to really stand out there. So it's not just about making sure that people know the person behind the business. When we step out to the background and take an upfront role in branding, we emerge as leaders and authentic storytellers. What is a brand if not a story waiting to be told? Nobody is going to tell you a story better than you. And be sure to personally play a role in your brand in the same shape and form. So when I tell people my story, this is what it is. I grew up with a disability at a time when people with disabilities did not have a whole lot of options. There were no laws that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education or the right to employment. And so in my case, because of the faith and the religion that I grew up in, education is a very important part of how the religion is passed down, that even that I had the opportunity to get an education. But here's the thing. At that time, teachers did not recognize that I learned differently. And because they teach in a cookie-cutter way, and either you get it or you don't get it, that more times than not, I was usually 3 to 4 steps behind everyone else in the classroom. And my grades did not reflect what I was truly capable of doing. And I did get that bachelor's degree. I got an associate's degree, and I also have a master's degree. And that was because even though my mother sat there and was always telling me I couldn't succeed or that I was going to be a failure or I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that, it was like putting a red flag in front of me and daring me to prove them wrong. So that everything that I've got to in my life was because of my tenacity to get there. And it's because I believed in myself, that I didn't buy into that just because I have a disability, I'm helpless. Because I was determined that I was going to be independent. And as a speaker, I did not have the mobility to get around as everyone else. Therefore, I had to look for other options. And going online made it far easier for me to compete. And now that you've got the virtual summits, then I'm able to get out there and do what I've always wanted to do. And my brand is that I, and that's how I came to be online and learn how to build a business by creating multiple streams of income. So put your values at the forefront. 2020 was a huge year for brands
recognizing the importance of putting their values on full display. Shoppers are more likely to go out and support businesses that mirror their beliefs and their values. Plus, speaking out and showing up when it matters about crucial issues can help show customers that you're worth supporting. If you brand choices to go the route of repurposing revenue to a cause, remember the golden rule of business: advocacy, transparency. Be clear in your messages and your actions when it comes to highlighting your values. Any cause for confusion or concern can do more harm than good, even when your intentions are true. Another thing, stand out in expressive ways. That is what makes you different. What makes me different in my business is the fact that because I deal in personal development and have a background in mental health and psychology and rehabilitation counseling, and understand what it is like to struggle to grow a business and had to take it online to be able to compete on an equal basis with everyone else, then that's what makes me and unique and different than other people out there who want to help you take your business online. And I found one of the best platforms that offers me all the tools that I need to grow my business. And in fact, one of the tools that they recently created was a help desk. And that's a really great tool to have, because if you're running an e-commerce store online and you've got customers and they want to get in touch with you, then the best thing you can do is have a help desk where you have someone that sits there and answers their questions, because customer service is what makes any company stand out against any other company. So we know the importance of logos and graphics, but what sets you apart as a brand, in most cases, is going to end up being the ways in which you express your brand's energy or spirit through visuals, from product shoots to Instagram posts, the way you express emotion through your images matters. Let's take Hydro Flask, for example. As you scroll Hydro Flask Instagram, the images and graphics are bright and energetic, and the people in the pictures are smiling and look happy. It's hard to not look at these images and think that Hydro Flask is a brand that's to bring along and your favorite journeys and adventures. This is all an organized branding decision. And guess what? It works. Maybe it works because you can find ways to be expressive in every image and graphic that you create. Remember, people love videos and they love pictures. Remember when you were that little kid who couldn't read, and your parents would sit there and read a book to you, and what did you do? You looked at the pictures. That's what told you the story. And what is it that these stories have that make them different and make them unique? So don't be afraid to be weird. Being weird used to be an insult. Now your brand can gain a lot from going against the current and being authentically you. If you can pinpoint
a way that your brand is special or unique, lean into it. It's important to take branding seriously, but don't make your brand too serious. The best way to ensure healthy balance of effective branding with plenty of room for the oddities that draw the audience's eyes to an experiment. Your creative team can take the freedom given in finding a perfectly distinguishable weirdness to really carve out a space for you in your market, no matter how crowded. Remember, here's the thing. The internet is crowded with websites, and new websites come up every day. And if you look at your website and you go into the back end, you can find out how active or how many people are actually looking at your website and what kind of traffic you get. And you can check to see, what are they looking at? What makes you stand out that they're seeing, and how can you take that and literally build on it? Because there's always something that when someone visits your website that they key into. It's like I create a lot of e-learning courses. In fact, I have almost 30 on my website. And in that e-learning platform, they just upgraded it to the modern so that I can literally make it my own with colors, with pictures, with what it says. Something that's going to make it stand out. Because it's maroon, I've got like a maroon overlay on all of the pictures and what's being shown, and it really stands out. It makes it bring it out, and so that it's going to make my courses very different than what someone else is seeing when they take someone else's courses on a platform that's just got a standard type of platformer. What's unique to that platform specifically, but nothing that's going to make it unique and different according to what you want it to be. So always be thinking outside the box when you're looking for ways to really put everything out there and make it work for you. Now, create an immersive experience for your customers. When you put energy into your brand, you're telling the story of your business. Your brand isn't a means to sell your product or service. Your brand is the way that you invite customers to join the journey that you're on with your business. Find the inside looks at what you're up to during a busy day, pulling audiences in fun Q&A videos. Your presence in digital copy, graphics, and images, and video are going to be the difference maker for your customer choosing you. Make sure to immerse yourself in your brand, and the audience will follow suit. Find your brand's happy place. When it comes to branding, it's exciting to carve out a perfect way to present yourself through various marketing tools and techniques. When you need a hand, however, trusted agencies can help pinpoint what makes you special and how to shape your brand around the unique offering of the world. So start building a brand that sets you apart today. And let's quickly go out and look about some things about branding so that we can give you a good idea of how you can put that strategy in place. For one thing, you can do content marketing. And the more content marketing that you do, the more you are going to stand out. So let's look at some things like how you can take things and what type of approach. Well, let's look at what branding research is. Brand, the name, and equity research. So brand positioning development, market segmentation, and customer acquisition strategy. Well, let's think about it, that when you look at your brand, you're looking for a way to do something that's going to make you different and make you stand out against everyone else. And that is what makes you different. And so, and today, everything needs to be done in social media. And we don't always think about that. And LinkedIn is one of the best things to do. So when you want to brand yourself, how are you going to be branded? How are you going to look for those things that can literally make you different? And you want to use brand positioning your business. So, because what is brand positioning? Well, brand positioning is a way of looking at something that tells someone exactly where you are and where you're coming from. And what it does is it helps people become more aware of your business. Well, I mean, look at it this way. When you see the golden arches, what do you automatically think of? You think of McDonald's. And I mean, the logo, your logo is what's going to make you stand out, but there's also four steps to a better branding strategy if you want to learn how to use them effectively. So let's quickly go through that. Now, the four steps are: start with authenticity. And what does that mean? Well, that means that unless your brand purpose comes from an original story and it really is something that you believe in, you'll be found out. Your behaviors are driven by your values and your purpose. So if you aren't aligned at what your purpose is, or it's artificial, then so are all your actions. The second thing is you have to take inventory. It's not about having your consumers adopt your values. It's about them relating to them and making connections. Remember the call letters, WIIFM? What's in it for me? What are they going to gain? What value are you offering them? It's not about the crafting and the perfect story of you. Rather, how do you become part of the story? What value are you going to create for them that does that for them? The third thing is the customer is the hero. In brand positioning or planning, your story plays a big role. There are some story types that work better in connecting people to companies than others. The whole idea of the hero's journey is something that I really believe in, and it's great for branding. And the last thing is to give a gift. The brand strategies that are really successful are the ones where there's a gift and there's value set, and it's really connects. It really does something for you. That's where the real brand love comes from. A lot of the brand strategies are taunting their pawns on the brand of the whole things that are about them. but it's active statement about you, not about them. That's what makes you different and makes them different. And that's what makes you stand out in order. Okay, my ID is 119437. And I want you to check to see when my subscription to LA Fitness is starting back. Davina Shinsky. Wait a minute, that's ridiculous. It was supposed to start, but I only took off for the month. So it should have been showing starting back October 1st. What I wanted to do was, instead of starting back October 1st, was schedule it to start back on October 4th. Unless they just did that to make it indefinite. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I think it's a little too early to do for, I've got to go to the orthopedist on this coming Thursday. And I usually, I figured that. Yeah, like Monday or Tuesday. Okay, yeah, because I've got two appointments. I usually go to the grocery store first thing in the morning, and then I got to go to the orthopedist in the afternoon. Okay, thank you. Bye. Let's see if I can keep it in today. Manage to keep it in.
That's what happened. He'd be taking classes from me.
Oh, today at 12 is the game. You wouldn't, this is you, and this bitch would still be wanting, looking for the perfect husband. Okay.